And now it's time for another edition of the award-winning segment, You Are an Ass If, with your host, Junior Miller.
All right, we haven't done this in a while, so dusting off a few of these stories from P1s that have been sent over the past many months. And we start with P1 John. Who is the bigger ass, he asks. My neighbor, who when he mows his yard doesn't bag the clippings but instead blows them into the street and sidewalk in front of my house. Or me, who the minute my neighbor walks back inside goes outside with my leaf blower and blows his clippings back in front of his house.
But still in the street, I'm assuming.
Yes.
Don't you want it off the street to make it look neater? You just blow it into your grass.
Yeah, I thought that was the whole idea, was that we were supposed to return the clippings to the soil.
Yes.
Yeah. It's not that hard, people. Don't blow it on your neighbor's sidewalk and driveway.
John says, I bag my clippings every single time. I want to buy him a broom, a dustpan, and a box of hefty lawn bags for Christmas and leave him on his doorstep from his secret Santa.
That's funny.
Do you care who I am?
No, I don't. Okay. I don't care who you are.
All right, this is a funny story. This is from P1 Brandon. He said, this happened to me a while back, but it stayed with me. When my daughter was almost 3, we were invited to a birthday party for one of the kids in her class. Let's call her Beverly. My daughter also mentioned a boy named Henry in her class a few times since he was one of her friends. My wife had a work event, so I had to take my daughter by myself. I get to the birthday party, which is at a generic party place in Plano near our house. And a woman introduces herself to me as Henry's mom. Oh, wow, my daughter talks about him all the time. Nice to meet you. I tell my daughter to find Beverly and tell her happy birthday. She's being a little hesitant. I also tell her that Henry is here, so go play with him. She finally seems to be warming up to the party and having fun. I make small talk with some of the other parents. Oddly, none of them seem to go to the same preschool as my daughter, and they're all a little small. Fast forward a bit. We've been there for a while. I'm noticing a lot of Paw Patrol decorations. Finally, they get everyone together to sing happy birthday to Henry. I start texting my wife saying, it's Henry's birthday, not Beverly's. She says, oh my God, you're at the wrong location. They're up in Allen, not Plano. So apparently all of the possible kids' names I knew, this kid had the same name as the only friend of my daughter whose name I know.
What are the chances of that?
I get failed smile as they're passing out cake to the kids, so now I'm trying to figure out how in the world to get out of this situation somewhat gracefully. Eventually, I get the dad to the side, and I apologize profusely, telling him what happened. He laughs and says, don't worry about it. We go to leave, and I'm feeling awful, and I just want to slip out the door, but the mom's parents want to give us party favors.
Oh, okay. Don't forget your favors.
You know what? I really wouldn't feel comfortable.
Which I feel guilty accepting. I try to decline, but I don't want to explain the whole situation to them. My daughter starts to cry, thinking she isn't getting the favor.
Oh, God.
So I end up taking it and thanking them. Then I realize the gift that we brought was extremely girly. Think glitter, Barbie, and dresses. This kid, Henry, is clearly not into that, so I end up deciding to grab the present on the way out of the door.
So they see, the last thing we see is you taking a present off the gift table.
That's right. And I'm going to get him a different present later.
Oh, my gosh.
So, yes, my daughter and I unintentionally crashed his party, ate his cake, took his party favors, and took back his present. Am I an ass or what?
No, it's accidental, a series. One. Yes, it's a series of bumbling incidents that happened that are understandable.
What a funny story. All right, this one from P1 Ryan Medellin, our former coworker here at The Ticket. He said, I had a situation happen that I'm not sure how to feel about. When our son was a baby, I was with him, without mommy, at a popular patio drink spot with a friend and his baby. As babies will do, he made a big stinky that needed immediate intervention. So I scooped him up and headed to the men's room. As I'm sure you know, typically the changing table is in the handicap stall. There were multiple stalls available, including the handicap stall, which is what I needed to change him. But right before I walked in, a person no older than 23 decided he was going to take the stall with the changing table. despite seeing my hurry for a place to change the little guy. The guy took forever. I suspect
a fully abled 23-year-old.
Fully abled 23-year-old, right. Mm. I suspect he probably was hitting the vape pen as well. I ended up having to change the kid on the sink table because of the weight. I'm sure at that age I would have been as oblivious as this guy, but still, I think for multiple reasons, he was an ass.
No doubt. He's just sitting in the stall vaping and scrolling.
Yeah, he had no idea. He didn't put two and two together that Ryan had to use that stall for changing. Yeah, he had no idea.
Yeah.
Didn't care. And by the way, are you saying that an able-bodied person should never use the handicap stall?
I think it's a battlefield condition call. Like, if you go in there and there's a, you see a disabled person, obviously not. You don't use it.
But if it's the only one left and there's no...
I think it's first come, first serve there. I don't think it's like a handicap parking space where you need to leave that vacant for whenever someone comes along.
But what if you're in there and you see a couple of wheels roll up after you've started?
Then you hurry up and finish your business.
Then you just pull your legs up and pretend like there's no one in there.
What if you walk in, there are three stalls, one is handicapped. Two of them have been bombed into oblivion, mm-hmm. but the handicapped stall is beautifully clean. You have to go handicapped then, right?
I think so.
No.
And just think, what are the odds?
Right.
It'll be another 45 minutes before someone who really needs this will use it.
That's what I think. You play the odds.
Yeah.
All right, this is from P1 Mark. Three motorist-related you're an ass ifs that he hates.
Perfect.
The lane line cutter. This is the driver that, even though it's obvious there's a long line of cars waiting in an exit-only lane, will drive to the front of the line mm-hmm. to cut in line to get to the exit.
Gordon Keith.
Even Gordon's and George raising their hand.
I'm just stretching. I'm stretching. Craig's raising his hand.
I do that
Craig
too.
Miller.
Yeah, the gag there, the move you do is you look for the lane cutter, and then you go up ahead of him because he will always let you in because he's just committed an infraction.
Yeah.
Yes.
And out of his own guilt, he will let you in.
You're exactly right.
It's like screen the screener in basketball.
Exactly. Yeah,
same kind of thing.
Exactly.
Although I've never heard
of basketball, but I'm assuming that that's a good example.
I will admit, I have gotten way up there, cut in line, and then someone else comes from behind me and tries to cut in line ahead of me, and I get offended.
You have to talk yourself into letting them in,
right.
reasoning with yourself, look, I just did the same thing, so I need to let him in. Yeah, because you're naturally a sorry person.
Instead, too often I have the reaction, now what's this guy doing?
Yeah, right. You immediately go into the mode that everyone else was just in for you.
Right.
But see, like just north of
so
here,
sorry.
Where there's always that big line to exit Oaklawn on 35 North, just north of where we are here in Victory Park.
Mm-hmm.
If you're in the lane next to that, it's not the center lane, but it's the one next to the right lane. You don't want to clog up that lane by just sitting there. And so you keep up with the flow of traffic and then wait for that either person who's trying to cut in line or some sort of opening. And that's the proper thing to do. Then back up another lane, isn't it?
Well, I think that people wait in lines in lanes way too long. Like, I don't know why you would cut over immediately. If everyone zippers in, I think everyone will go faster.
Yes, we need the zipper better.
Right. Yeah, people enter the back of the line way too quickly.
Yes.
Yeah.
He adds one more. Those who don't use turn signals, failing to indicate when changing lanes or turning. Boy, no kidding.
I hate that. I signal... I would say 95% of the time.
Me too.
I'm a big on signaling. I even signal when I change lanes driving aggressively.
I always signal.
Always let
that's
people
nice to the person you cut off.
Let people know that you're cutting them off. That's what I say.
And finally, from P1 Maria, I went to wash my car. The car wash place I went to is a do-it-yourself place with a vacuum station in front of the car wash bay. So I was finishing up vacuuming the interior of my car. Some jack wagon pulls into the exit area of the bay facing me and proceeds to wash his car. She added a photo of him adding more money to extend his car wash time.
Yes.
He took 15 minutes total. All the other bays were full, so I had no choice but to wait for him to finish washing his car so I could pull forward and wash mine. I've washed my car in these types of car wash places dozens of times over the past 20-plus years, and I've never had that happen to me before. He is an ass, right? Yes, 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 he is an ass.
No doubt. Almost everyone's an ass.
Pretty much.
Also, my own personal experience, I go to a car wash place where you run through it, but then they have the do-it-yourself vacuums.
Mm-hmm.
There will be people there that take an hour vacuuming out their car. What are they doing? Oh, no, Gordon's raising his hand.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's had water damage problems lately.
Yeah,
so
I
he's
have.
Trying to get all the moisture. Still,
when I step in, my feet are in a puddle of water
still?
Every time I get in my car. Yeah.
Wow.
I just got to take it in and have it fixed. And just
keep riding it out.
I know. I'm riding a bunch of stuff out on that car right now.
All right. That's another exciting Yay. Edition of You're an Ass. If you have any examples of this, you can email me, Junior Miller at mindspring.com.
Mindspring. Okay.